All right, Sally, here he is, as promised, the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers. He's Mike McCarthy, and he's nice enough to give us a few minutes at our set here at the Scouting Combine and Indy Coach. Adam and Sally, how are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. It's great to see you live in person.
It's always nice to join you and talk with you. As you come here this year to Indianapolis, the Scouting Combine, does it change for you at all? Do you just sort of reset the clock and start where you normally do?
Well, I definitely feel Indianapolis is a starting point on a lot of different fronts because especially for us this past season with some of the transitions we've had in our coaching staff. So it's great to get on to, you know, the next chapter of these new young players coming into our league. So it's an exciting time for everybody in our organization.
Mike, I think you know me well enough to know the emphasis I put on good coaching, and I think that your hire for defensive coordinator, I think, you slammed it out of the park. I said on the air, I think that Green Bay is a better football team the minute Coach Capers walked into that door. Take us through the process, the change that was made, and also the different scheme and what Coach Capers brings to the table.
Well, after the season, we decided to make a philosophical change to the 3-4 defense, and I know there's a, you know, the process of transferring from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Dom Capers is obviously one of the best, if not the best, in the 3-4, just with his time throughout his career here in the NFL, and he's done a great job. Really, it's been impressive to watch him go through the meetings on a daily basis, watch the staff come together, page by page, put that playbook together. But really, you know, the change is more philosophical and just the, you know, what it does to your football team from a personnel standpoint. I think gives us an opportunity to be a bigger, more physical football team, not only on defense but also on special teams, to have more of the linebacker body types, something that we've done with our tight end position and also, you know, in some ways the fullback position. So it's really a change not only for defense, but I think it's definitely going to help us on special teams.
I see you added Kevin Green to your staff as well. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, Kevin came in and, you know, through Dom's recommendation. Kevin's had the opportunity, I think, to work, probably 6 or 7 training camps here over the last decade and the most recent there in Pittsburgh. Did a great job in his interview. And he definitely brings a passion to our place that our players will feel immediately. So it is his first year coaching full time, but he's jumped into it just like you know he would. He attacks the coaching profession no different than the way he did when he was a player.
Where do you see Aaron Kampman with the new system?
I think Aaron Kampman will be spending a lot of time with Kevin Green. I mean, Aaron will play the outside linebacker position in our base. And, you know, the subgroups will be very familiar to what Aaron has done in the past. And I know everybody wants to talk about the 3-4, but the reality is in today's NFL, how much base defense do you really play?
Right.
So you're looking at probably 150 to 200 snaps a year in base. So, I mean, I think this will definitely help Aaron just from a targeting standpoint. You know, he won't line up in the same spot every single time.
How does it affect a player like A.J. Hawk? I know he had played some inside linebacker last year when Barnett went down. Do you play both guys side by side on the inside of that defense? How does it work?
I think A.J. and Nick will definitely benefit from the change just from more of a pressure standpoint. Mm. The ability to use them more in the pressure schemes and still be able to run like they did in the 4-3 scheme. You know, the 3-4 is the starting point. The 4-3 fronts and the overs and the unders will still be part of what we do as we go through this transition. So we're going to utilize our players. That's the most important aspect of the defense.
Do you feel good in terms of the established players that you have on your front seven that they could make that change and transition? And or do you need to add some guys from the outside to help you with that transformation?
Well, I feel very good about our board right now going through the transition. You're always looking to add players to our defense, but really that part of it won't change. We're looking for good football players. It's really the responsibility of the coaches within our system to take advantage of their talents. And I think the adjustment will be smoother than some people anticipate.
The one thing I loved about what you and Ted Thompson has done since you come to Green Bay, you've been able to replenish that roster, which had been an aging one, and quickly you guys turned it around and still been able to win games with some youthful talent. Talk to us about the offensive line, particularly the tackle positions where both Tauscher and Clifton starting to get up there a little bit and maybe needing to find a younger player to get into the rotation.
Well, we're ready to give up the title of being the youngest team in the league.
That's right.
We're going to hand it over. And so we're going to move past that. But our offensive line is really a group. We, you know, it's a young group outside of our two tackles that have played a lot of football. Yep. But, you know, we've kind of gone through, you know, musical chair situation there where a number of guys have played different positions. So we're hoping to maybe, you know, try to settle into a more solid five and create some good competition at certain positions. But, you know, Chad Clifton has had some postseason surgeries. I see him every day in the training room. He's doing very well. Mark Tauscher is also down there rehabbing his knee. So we'll continue to work through with the, you know, with those vets and keep developing our younger guys.
Mike McCarthy with Adam Shannon, Salmon Woodcat, Sirius Blitz, live at the Scouting Combine in Indy. Mike, I've always given you and Ted credit for the approach in terms of building through the draft, and I think you've, you know, really found a lot of gems. And, you know, you reference, you know, how young you guys have been while still competing at the highest level and are with great expectations year in and year out. Do you see the Green Bay Packers this year being more active in free agency?
Really, the answer is better suited, you know, this is, sounds like I'm avoiding the question 6 weeks from now, because, I mean, we've always been active. Now, the result doesn't illustrate that, but I know our personnel department, they're out there, you know, having the conversations today, last night with all the people, and we have a free agency board in line, and we'll, you know, watch the market and so forth. But we're always talking, and, you know, but as far as if we make the actual transaction, time will answer that question.
You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that won the Super Bowl, and I think all of us, and when Adam and I, we talk about Pittsburgh, they're one of those teams that have always been able to move beyond that real traditional veteran player and maybe pick the point in time when it was time to go on to the next player that they've had in the rotation. You guys have done that going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now you look back on it, are you pleased with that decision and where you're at right now with your young quarterback?
Oh, I'm very excited about the future for Aaron Rodgers. I think the landscape that he took over this year was very difficult for him, but I think it's a credit to him and Tom Clemens, you know, really that whole quarterback room, just the way they prepare. And Aaron played very, very, you know, hot. He was very productive for us this year, and it's something that we can build off of. The quarterback position was definitely a strength in our postseason evaluation. We, you know, he overcame a significant injury there in week four in Tampa and played through that. And, you know, he crossed a number of hurdles that you need to as a first-year quarterback. But there's also tough lessons that he has learned and will continue to build off when we go through the offseason into the quarterback school.
Mike, always great seeing you in person. Keep up the good work here on the program when you join us every week. And enjoy the rest of the combine and the offseason. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Great seeing you, gentlemen.
Take care. Mike McCarthy was here in the Sirius Blitz. He'll be back right after this.